Well, let's listen to a reflection by one priest who looks back at his times in the seminary. He's Monsignor Peter Fleetwood.
In the seminary where I spent 7 years as a student in the 1970s, we had a tradition that has helped me very much over the years since I left. Every Friday evening at 7 o'clock, we had what was called a spiritual conference. At first I was mystified, because the word conference spoke of exchanging views, or at least of some kind of conversation. But in seminaries, the idea was that the spiritual director would speak to the community at least once a week. He chose his own theme, which would vary enormously from week to week. In my time there, we had an American Jesuit priest who had a varied and unpredictable approach, and later a man from my own city who was much more methodical. From time to time, we would have an outsider, perhaps a visitor passing through Rome, or a well-known speaker from the city, maybe a sister or a religious priest. All in all, we had some really inspiring Friday conferences. There were other days when they were less good, but luckily I've forgotten them. Father John was very organised. He was also keen on understanding the liturgy, particularly the way we celebrate Mass. So he often took a theme to do with the Mass. One summer term he went on and on about the part of St. John's Gospel where Jesus talks about being the bread of life. It dawned on me later at home that summer that those were the Gospel texts we would be hearing during our ridiculously long college holidays. It was the summer when I was sent as a deacon to what is probably the most beautiful church building we have in my home city. And his reflections helped me to help the people listening to my first attempts at preaching to get something out of the Gospel readings. Quite a few of Father John's Friday conferences were on the readings. Some were about spiritual writers. He often spoke about the feelings we would experience as priests, the joys and the disappointments that would come our way. It was his opportunity to help the whole college community focus on our lives as priests, once we had left and were trying to get on with the job back in our dioceses. But there was another kind of topic that Father John chose, which has helped me help others to get more out of the celebration of the Mass. If you have ever been in the company of Catholic teenagers from Western Europe or North America, you will have heard them say how boring the Mass is. I've often asked what they mean. They nearly all say, it never changes, we do the same things every time, so why bother going? They often talk about boring homilies too, and I have to confess, I've inflicted a few of those on people from time to time in the last quarter of a century. But I'm fascinated by their chief complaint, that things never change. They are not old enough to realise that routine is essential, that life is chaotic without some regular patterns. A priest who just does what is written in the book will never spring unwelcome surprises on people who have simply come to have their spiritual batteries recharged and to be inspired for the week ahead. One part of the Mass that Father John asked us to use more carefully was the Holy Holy at the end of the preface, the opening section of the Eucharistic prayer. It really is worth letting it speak to you afresh. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. We say it at every Mass, but do we mean it? If we don't, we really shouldn't say it. But if we do mean it, it means we have a very unusual take on the world around us. Even in a church full of crying babies, we can say the world is full of God's glory. Even when our best friend has just lost his job, we see him saying those words and meaning them. Another friend's hair fell out because of the treatment she's been having for cancer, and yet there she is, meaning those words more than we do. When you think about it, if you find yourself asking what life is all about, go back to those words the next time you're at Mass, and don't let them be routine. It's my guess that they may convince you that everything has its place in this world that can often be so mysterious, that whatever may happen, there is a point.
Thanks, Ago, to Monsignor Peter Fleetwood for these helpful suggestions. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for listening.